Anything you want to add to anything you said today?
One of the things that we haven't talked about is body image. Breast cancer surgery alters a woman's silhouette, how she interprets her new silhouette, I think very much influences her psychological well-being in the future. So preparing her for her surgery, particularly if she's undergoing mastectomy, and if it's mastectomy without reconstruction, which I think is one of the tougher ones for altering body image. I had a patient this morning in my office who was seeing her incision for the first time. She was 4 days post-op from a mastectomy without reconstruction, and she was very frightened when the bandages were coming off, and I told her we're going to look together. I had her husband there. I had already had her husband see photographs privately beforehand, because you don't want a husband to show an expression on his face of, oh my God, what's that? Just because he's seeing something unfamiliar, she may interpret that as, oh my gosh, she thinks I look terrible. So having him have a heads up as to what to expect, and having her look down, and I say, look, when you look down, I don't see that your breast is gone. I see that the cancer is gone. Your glass is half full. Your glass is not half empty. And you have been transformed. This was transformation surgery to transform you from a breast cancer victim into a breast cancer survivor. So you've exchanged your breast for another chance of life and been carried way up the survival curve by doing this surgery. And I'm very proud of you. So that we put a positive spin on this and not have her turn into Eeyore, which could certainly happen. I also think preparing her for hair loss when she's undergoing chemotherapy and always reminding her your hair is going to come back. It's not like the breast that's gone and it won't be back. Your hair will return. And let's talk about what hairstyle you may want to have that may be new and different when it comes back in. Let's talk about what kind of wig you want to wear. Maybe you want to have a different hair color. You've always wanted to be a blonde? Here's the opportunity to be a blonde. Or you've always wanted to see what you look like with short hair or long hair? This is a chance to do that. And I tell patients, when we know there's a beginning and an end to something, like a woman in labor, she knows that baby eventually is going to come out. She can endure anything. And that treatment such as this, when we know it has a beginning and an end, we can roll up our sleeves and take it on and do just about anything. Encouraging her family members to tell her how beautiful she is, to remind her that it's not how you look outside, it's how you express yourself from the inside that is her beauty, and that will be with her forever. So I want to make sure that we are helping her learn to cope with her new self-image and embracing that new self-image, not seeing herself as less feminine, less sexual, less of a woman because of the diagnosis and treatment of this disease.
There have been surveys done of people diagnosed with cancer and breast cancer in which many of these patients have said that their fundamental view of their own life has changed because of the experience. Did you find that that happened to you, and do you find that other people tell you that that happens to them?
Yes. I was interviewed a few years ago, and the reporter said to me, I guess if you could rewind the videotape of your life, you would definitely want to erase the diagnosis of breast cancer, not just once, but twice. And I said, no, I would not. I wouldn't erase anything because it is a part of me. First, I'm a believer in fate. Things happen for a reason, whether we realize them or ever understand them or not. And when I look back at it, I can identify all of the pearls that came out of my diagnosis. My marriage was strong. It's stronger now than it's ever been. I didn't think that was possible. I thought it's as strong as it could be. Nope, it reached a whole new level that I didn't know existed. And it was because of my husband's fear of losing me. It made me a more open person. I used to be the type where if I had an opinion about something, I may keep it to myself. I have to tell you, I don't keep it to myself anymore. What's on my mind comes out of my mouth that I'm going to speak up. I chose to transfer from my previous nursing position into the breast center after my second diagnosis for the sole purpose of devoting my time and energy personally and professionally to women that end up wearing my bra in the future. That wouldn't obviously have ever come to be had I not been diagnosed. I used to take the expression stop and smell the roses for granted. I don't anymore. When the sun sets, I want to see it. I want to run outside and look at it, even if it's for 2 minutes, because I now realize we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. So I believe that myself and many women diagnosed and treated with this disease value each day in a way that the everyday population doesn't, because they haven't been in touch with their mortality. I hope that it has made me a better mother. I think that women diagnosed that have young children, their children are closely observing their mother and how she is dealing with this huge crisis. She is setting an example for them. Whether she is aware of it in the midst of her terror or not, they are watching her every move and how she is dealing with this. My daughter was interviewed a few years ago. She now is 27. When she was 22, she was interviewed on a radio station live, and one of the questions that they asked, which she wasn't anticipating, and goodness knows when I heard it on the radio, I wasn't anticipating her being asked, was, are you frightened of getting this disease since your mother was diagnosed in her 30s, has had it twice? Obviously, that places you at higher risk for also getting it. And she said, I used to worry about it. I used to think about it quite a bit. I think that I probably will end up getting breast cancer at some point in time, but I'm not frightened of it. I've read up about it. My mother's taught me a lot about it, but the most important thing that she taught me is how to beat it, and she demonstrated it to me twice to make sure I learned it. And I was like, whoa.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah, we really don't realize, I think, when we're going through a crisis, the impact we have and the impression we have on our children, and that these are learning lessons for them and can be, quite frankly, wonderful learning lessons if we just stop and realize, you know, she is watching my every move as to how I'm dealing with this.